Romans chapter 5, verse 20 and following says, God's law was given so that all people could see how sinful they were. But as people sinned more and more, God's wonderful grace became more abundant. So just as sin ruled over all people and brought them to death, now God's wonderful grace rules instead, giving us right standing with God and resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John Wesley, the English revivalist and founder of the Methodist Church, was invited to lunch after a service one day, along with another preacher friend. The two were joined for the meal by the family of their host, including his beautiful daughter, who had been profoundly impressed by Wesley's preaching. Now, the Methodist Church of that time had a pretty utilitarian approach to Christianity, and they discouraged outward ornaments like jewelry or makeup. And during a pause in that meal, Wesley's friend took hold of the young daughter's hand and raised it up, calling attention to several rings on her delicate fingers. "What do you think of this, sir?" he asked, for a Methodist hand. Well, as you can probably imagine, the girl turned bright red. The question was also extremely awkward for Wesley, whose dislike of jewelry was pretty well known. But with a quiet, benevolent smile, he looked up and simply said, "I think her hand is very beautiful." You see, he hadn't denied the implied rebuke, but he had taken the sting out of it. He didn't compromise his standards or approve of the jewelry. He simply chose to focus on the natural beauty of the young lady's hand rather than the fake beauty of the rings. The result? That young lady appeared at the evening service, leaving her rings behind, but giving her life to Jesus. Grace brought a quiet conviction and eventually converted the girl's heart, when the law would have brought condemnation and most likely hardened her spirit. Where can you bring grace and healing today?